Okay, today is Daf Kuf Gimel. We're on the top of Kuf Gimel, first word by the Mishnah. Today's year is sponsored by David and Sori Yastreb, Lila Mishmas, Nachman ben Moshe. Okay, here we go. That's the Mishnah. Okay, now we're on to a new thing. We're on to the skin, the or, the leather, the hide of the animal. We know, everybody knows this, that the Kohen gets the hide of an ola. Right? The ola is kulo kovil. The whole thing gets destroyed, gets burnt. But the hide gets given to a Kohen. And that's like 5% of the story. You know, everybody knows, oh, the Kohen gets the hide, right? The Kohen gets the hide. That's 5% of the story. Now we're going to do the other 95% of the story. Okay? Here we go. Kol shelo zacha hamizbech bibsara. Lo zacha kahana ba'ora. If some, as Rashi said, if some psul happens before the zrika, which makes sprinkling the blood impossible, then the Kohen doesn't get the hide. The Kohen only gets the hide if the Mizbeach gets the butter. Yes. Okay? Goes hand in hand. The Mishnah number Beis is going to contradict it. So we're going to say two different tonight. Okay? That's what our Mishnah says. Shenemar, like it says, Olas Ish. Ola, also Ish. It's got to be an Ola that a man got benefit out of it. A man got something out of it. Ola shenishchata shelo lishma, if an ola that was shechted shelo lishma, which the man, by the way, does not get benefit out of it, af al pi shelo also levaylim, even though the Baal doesn't get anything out of that ola, nevertheless, over la kahana, or still goes to the kahana. Because we all know there's a difference between a carbon ola that didn't even get the first base, and a carbon ola that was done, everything was right except for the lishma issue. All right, you've got to bring another one. But at least the Mizbech was able to do a Kabbalah. That's not Ola to Ish, though. You're right, it's not Ola to Ish. Okay, how do you make that judge? I'm not sure. Echad Ola to Ish, Echad Ola to Isha. Doesn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman, right? Or we'll say, here in the Kahanan, or so, even though it's Ola to Ish, the woman doesn't make a difference. Or we'll say, here in the Kahanan, the or goes to the Oros kache kalim labailim. The or of a kache kalim go to the owner of the carbon. Right? A shlamim, a toda. The owner gets that. Oros kache kachim lekahanim kal v'chomer. The oros of kache kachim, not just an ola. Any kache kachim. Katos osham. The or goes to the kohen kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma im ola. Just like an ola. Shlo zacho bibzara. They don't get any meat at all. No one gets that. Zachol ba'ora, they get the or. So kachik shim. So zachol b'saron. So by kachik kachim, they do get some meat, right? They do get some meat. Ain't no din. She is kuba'oran. Shouldn't they get the or? Shouldn't they? Right? Ain't mizbeach yochiyah. Don't tell me the mizbeach should prove otherwise. Why? She ain't lo or b'chamakam because the mizbeach never gets or. Rashi, look at the Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Klomar. Ein l'chalomar. Don't tell me that Mizbeach Yochiyah, the Mizbeach will disprove this Kal v'chomer. Why? Shezacha bebasar ha'ola, because the Mizbeach gets the Ola. V'lo zacha be'ora. I'm sorry. Yes, the Mizbeach gets the basar of the Ola. V'lo zacha be'ora. And doesn't get the Ur. Look at the Kal v'chomer then. Right? V'af ata al tetame v'kachet kachet. Don't ask that about kachet kachet. V'af al pi shezach ha'kahanim b'saron. Even though the kahanim get the basar. Lo yizku ba'oron. They should not get the hide. It's a pircha from the mizbeach. Ein zeh ha'kachet. That's not a pircha. She'ein le mizbeach or b'chom b'chom. Because the mizbeach never gets the or. Never gets it. There's no carbon that he gets it. Avo le kahanim. But by kahanim, matzinu shezachu ba'or ha'ola. We do find, Pasuk says, that the kahanim get the or of an ola. Kal v'chomer, shizku ba'or was kachet kachim. From a kal v'chomer, they get it by every kachet kachim. Good? Okay, good. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Olas ish. It says in the post-pasuk, olas ish. Prat lo olas hektish. That excludes the olas hektish. What does that mean? We're going to have two, possibly three explanations of what that means. We're going to spend most of the day on those two words. What does that mean, prat la'ola tektish? What's ola tektish? Next, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, prat la'ola gerim. It excludes an ola of gerim. At the bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to say, why gerim ain't different. We're the regular people. Okay? But we're going to spend most of the time on my problem, all of Texas. What does that mean, all of Texas? What do those words mean? Right? What do those words mean? So, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Prat La'ola Haba Min HaMosaros. It excludes an Ola that comes from the leftovers. What does that mean? Rashi, Prat Min HaMosaros. Okay? See Min HaMosaros? Dechol Ashamos Shel Raya. Anytime an Asham had a pasture, Kigon, for example, Tmuras Asham, a Tmura of an Asham, the Asham Shemesu Baila, or an Asham that the owner died. So what happened? Vishakipru Baila Ba'acher. Somehow, guy designated an Asham, and he lost it. Or he made Tmura on the Asham. So they're both Kodesh. So what do? One, you bring it to them, and what do you do with the other one? You let it pasture and you wait for it to get a mum. What do you do once it gets a mum? You sell it, and with the money you buy an Ola. Okay? You buy an Ola.
Keep on reading Rashi. The Kaimalon, Yiru, you let it pasture. Again, what are you letting pasture?
You're letting pasture a Mosaro, an extra Asham.
Right? Everyone questions Rashi. Why did he have to mention it? Why is it an Asham?
Could be any carbon. Could be a shkata too.
Yiru, you let it pasture. You let it get a right. V'him karu, you sell it. V'yiplu b'dvei am l'nadava.
You buy a nadava with it.
V'hu olas kayit hamidbeya.
That is called, that new animal that you bought is called an ola. It's called kayit. It's the dessert for the mizbeach. When the mizbeach was idle, it would bring these animals. The lab olaf issue, that's not the ola of a person. Who does that ola belong to?
Ella nidbas tiburhi.
It belongs to the tibur.
The nitzacheha mishel tibur.
The wine libation is part of the tibur.
The ain bail of somech aleha.
The bail doesn't do smicha on that.
The aino shochata kiznan betmura.
The owner of Yisrael can't do the shechita. Yisrael can only do shechita, apparently, on your own carbon. Not on tibur's carbon. In other words, it was really mine. I bought an ashram. Then I lost it. So I bought another Asham. Then I found the first one. So what do I do with the second one? I already was machshir. It doesn't go back to my backyard. I can't put it back in my backyard. What do I do with it? It goes to the Beit HaMikdash. They let it pasture. It gets a mum. They sell it. They bring an Ola. Who's Ola? Back. I said, I want the hide from that Ola. No, you don't get the hide from that Ola. You know why? This is exactly the exception. Prat for Ola Texas. This is the case where you don't get that hide. Why? It's not yours anymore. That Olaf ish. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. You don't get it. Okay? Right. Fine. Okay, fine. Very good. Good? Now. Hani Chalamanda Amar. That only makes sense if you hold Moserot Lenidvat Tibur Adli. That's the Machlokas. If you hold that the extra animal goes to the Tibur, then Olaf Tekdish means that Ola.
Ella Lamandara Moshekal and Davos Yachid Adli, Michael and Amar. But there are some who hold
that no. The animal goes to you. The leftover animal belongs to the private person. The same guy that donated two ashams or two chatzos, only one. The extra one's left over. We're waiting for it to get him. That's his private thing. It's his private animal. So then he would be entitled to the hide. Why not?
So the Gemara says, you know what? Like Rava said, Ha'ola. It says in the Torah, Ha'ola, with the hay, the emphasis on the hay, Ha'ola. Ola Rishona, which means the first Ola of the day, which means the carbon tovet. Hachanami, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. Right? Let's see Rashi. The Rashi of Kedama Rava. You see Rashi there, Kedama Rava? A few lines down. Gabe, Ba'arach, Aleha Ha'ola.
When you're going to arrange the Ola.
The Alfinan Mine. Minayin shalai hei davar kodem l'tamad shal shachar. How do you know? Nothing can come before the morning tamid. Tamad amar v'arach aleha ha'ola. V'amrinan my talmuda.
What do you learn from the word ha'ola?
V'amar rava. Ha'ola mashma ha'ola rishona ha'omur b'teder kabonos ayom.
That means the first ola of the day.
Ha'chanami. Or ha'ola ksiv.
It says ha'ola. ha'ola rishona, the first ola, shehufresha mitzchila l'shem ola. That hide you get. V'lo haba mimotzer asham v'mimotzer chata. You don't get the hide, even if you hold, even says Rava, even if you hold that an extra animal belongs to you as a private citizen, right? That's good. You still look at the hide. Why? Because only the first one. Only when you designate an ola itself do you get the hide. It's a special gzeres haklasa, or that of a pasuk. There's no reason for that. Or that of a pasuk. Only when you designate an animal the first time as an ola, that's when you get the hide. If for some reason you designated two ashams and it turns into an ola, it belongs to you, true. You don't get the hide. In one sense, does it belong to you? Maybe you could do shtita, maybe you could do smicha, maybe you get some checkmark in shemayim, whatever it is, not the hide. That's what it means, ola tektish, prat ola tektish. That hide does not belong to you.
What?
No. The one
that goes to the pastor, exactly.
Right? By the way, we're talking about the kahana. Don't get this hide. Not the private person. The kahana don't get the hide. The kahanim only get a hide that belongs to a person. Even if you hold that the extra pastured animal that turns into an ola belongs to a person, the kahanim still don't get the hide. They still don't get it. Right? You never get the hide. You only get the hide from kachet kalim. Right? We're talking about kachet. Right? Yeah, we said that in the Mishnah. Well, we're talking about the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't get this hide. Why? It's a Gzeres HaKasef. It says, Olas Ish, Prat Olas Hetish. What does Olas Hetish mean? It means a second animal that was donated and they don't need it. They let it go pasture. They got a mum. They sold it. They took the money. They bought an Ola. Whether you hold that Ola belongs to the Tiber, or whether you hold that Ola belongs to the original guy, the Kahanim don't get the hide. Why don't they get the hide? It's Gzeres HaKasef. That's answer number one, what this means. Answer number two. Rav Aivu Omer Rav Yanai. Prat lematzvis ola lebezek habayit. We're talking about this case is somebody donated an ola for bezek habayit. Now you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to. What does bezek habayit mean? Bezek habayit means a donation to the upkeep of the temple. You're not supposed to donate things to the temple that could be used for korbanos. Why are you donating a healthy animal as bezek habayit? Why? What? So then donate them as korbanos. You're not supposed to do that. Donate them as korbanos. You donate a bedek habayit. What are they going to do with this animal now? Right? Lo mi baya. Of course, donate, of course. Laban da amar. Kaje bedek habayit. Tofsi mida oraita. That this works. Mida oraita. El afilu laman da amar. Lo tofsi. One second. Lo mi baya. Laman da amar kaje bedek habayit. Tafsi midaraita. Let's look at Rashi. Lo mi baya. All the way down over there. The paragraph Basra de Tamura, right? In the last paragraph of Tamura. Tamura, by the way, is like probably the hardest concept of that Dinchav. It's very short, like 30 something. Every daf is impossible. So these are the kinds of things it discusses. The paragraph Basra de Tamura de Kamar. Ola hamitves ola levera kabayis. If someone designates an ola as a vera kabayis, Ein ba ela ikuv gizbarim bolvad. The only thing it doesn't have in it except for the delay of the gizbarim. What does that mean? That means that some hold just because you called it bedek habayit, it doesn't mean it's bedek habayit. So all you have to do is get the gizbar, give it to the kohen, and bring it as a carbon. That's all. That's all. The only thing it's lacking is the gizbar, handing it over to the Kohen. In other words, it's a carbon. You designated it as bedek habayit. So what? It's a carbon. Right? Hamatpis ol, bedek ein ba el ikuv gizbarim bolvad. The only thing it's lacking is the gizbar to walk it over and give it to the Kohen. Umosvinan le'ula, we ask over there by ula, hamatpis ola lebedek habayit, that if somebody designates ola to bedek habayit, Asr l'shochta, you're not allowed to shech that, adja tifta. You have to redeem it. Why? All bedek habayit has to be redeemed. It doesn't make a difference if it's a chair or if it's an animal. What's the difference? Right? Umishani, and we answer there in Tamura. So how could Ula say? How could Ula say that you have to redeem it? How could Ula say that? The Mishnah says you don't have to redeem it. All you have to do is have the gizmer handed over to the Kohen. How could Ula argue in the Mishnah? How could Ula say you have to redeem it? How those in a chair? I see, it's getting confusing. I take a chair. I designate it to the base on the chair. Now they can't be back with that chair. You can't be back with a chair. What do you do with it? You sell it, and with the money, you buy a car. Now, what if I designate an animal that's not a Balmo, perfectly acceptable animal? Says the Mishnah, hand that animal over to the Meshechtah. Says Ula, no, you have to redeem it, like a chair. Why? It better go buy it. How can Ula say that? Umashani, and we answer, Ula, hide the master of life, Padiyah Midrabanan. Now that's Midrabanan, it's all we call. Midrabanan, for sure not. Midrabanan, of course, Ula can't argue in Mishnah. Midrabanan, he required to be called in. Michlal, you see from here, man, the motive, boy, Lamemar, Doraisa. What do you see from here? That the person that asked that question of Ula held that even Midaraisa has to be redeemed. Even Midaraisa has to be redeemed. Okay, so it's a machlokas. So you see it's a machlokas. Ula Indian Ora, now regarding the skin, regarding the hide, lo mi boya, Laman da Midaraisa, talks about Kazuja's better kabayit. If you hold that Midaraisa, this animal, has Kedushas Berakabayis, the Ein Ora Lakahanim, Imshachta, Adshelo Niftis, no one argues that if you shacht it now, before you pose it, do the Kahanim get the high? Of course not. The Lav Olas Ishu El Olas Hetish. That's what Olas Hetish is. You know what Olas Hetish is? Olas Hetish, according to the second code of Ivo, means the shachted animal that's Berakabayis. Correct. Right, what, there's the detail here. Exactly, correct. Exactly, correct. Good point. Now, so what are we saying over here? Ela afilu amanda amar lo tosti. But even according to the one who holds, it doesn't work. Meaning, it's impossible to donate a good animal as better kabayit. It's impossible. Right? You can't do it. It doesn't work. Hani mili basar. That's only the basar. Abel or tofes, but the or is tofes. Or just to ask a question. If you can't be maktish an animal to better kabayit, why is it called an ola? Ola tektish. It's not an ola. Right? So we call it ola tektish because that's a really... That's what we're discussing. You're right. Technically, it can't be called an ola, but Lamai says that we'll call it. Okay? V'chei, number of Nachman, number of Rabbah, Rabuah, Prad, La'ola, Habon, Hamotzoros, he held the first way, that it excludes animals from leftover kabanos. Amalei from Nudal, of Nachman, Kiman, who'd hold that line? Krib Yehuda? Adarbei. Yehuda took that back. Why? The Tanya. Because the Abraham says it like this. Shisha, Linadava. There were six pushkas. The Gemara calls them shofars. Six pushkas in the Beit HaMikdash. The only thing that were put into that pushka were money to be used. People make a donation. They put money in the pushka. Why are they putting it in the pushka for? A donation to the Beit HaMikdash to buy korbanos when there's nothing to do. There were 13 pushkas. Seven of the pushkas had the following thing. Pushka number one had new shkalim. Pushka number two had old shkalim. But even though... Last year, I forgot to give. I didn't give. You give it now. I see you later. Okay. Pushka number three was money for birds, for bird kabbalas, for women. Pushka number four was for ola for birds. Pushka number five was for wood. Pushka number six was for lavona. Pushka number seven was for somebody wants to donate gold. And the other six were for country bedekabayas. Okay? Shishal and Adava la ola habam and hamasarot. Shloyu kohanim zakoin ba'ora. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Well, you see, Rabbi Yehuda said, took it back. Amalo, Rabbi Nechemia, Vamalei, Vamalei, Rabbi Shimon. Im Cain, bital the midrash, Shloyu Yehuda hakoin. If that's true, right? If that's true, that the R of a motor doesn't go to the Kohen,
if that's true, you're undoing the drasha of Yehoyada HaKohen. Titanya, De Midrash Darash Yehoyada HaKohen. This is the drasha that Yehoyada HaKohen made. Yehoyada HaKohen was a Kohen Gadol who lived in the first Beis HaMikdash during the times of Athaliah, who was a woman, and Yoash, and toward the end of the second of the first Beis HaMikdash. He was a Kohen then, and he taught Yoash to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. He made the following drasha. And by the way, no one argues on this drasha. So by you saying that a carbon, an extra carbon, the Kohen doesn't get the R, you're undoing his old drasha. The drasha for the first base, it's an old drasha. You're undoing this drasha. What's the drasha? The last pasuk in Parshas Vayikra says, Asham hu. Asham Lashem. Okay? And that pasuk, within the very strange pasuk that has the word Asham four three times, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. First, Asham hu. Asham is for you. Then it says Asham Lashem. Then it says Asham for Hashem. Well, which one is it? Is the Asham for you, or is the Asham for Hashem? So, Kal Sheba, Mishum Chatas, Ubishum Asham, Yilgach Bo Olos. Right? What it means is, talking about a leftover Chatas, and a leftover Asham. You bought two Asham. Why did you buy two? Because you lost the first one. Then you found it. Or the same thing with the Chatas. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Habasar Lashem, Ora Lakohanim. The basar goes to Hashem, and the R goes to the Kahanim. How could you say that it doesn't go to the Kahanim? We have a drasha from Yo-Yo-Yo Kohen from the first Beit HaMikdash. Right? So what do you see from here? It does go to the Kohen. Amalei, Ella, Mar, Demai, Mokim Lo. So then, we've just taken away answer number two. We said answer number two was this whole, or maybe we've taken away answer number one. Right. So according to him, what does it mean? We started off the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Olas Ish, Prat L'Olas Hektish. What does that mean? What do the words Olas Hektish mean? According to these people, it can't mean Moser, because according to Yehoyada, he gets it. The Kohen does get the most of the high. So what does it mean? Right? Amale. What it means is like this. So, by the way, the second pshat is a good pshat. Strange, the crazy pshat where the guy donates a berak habayit. If they're going to make a carbon out of it, he doesn't get the high. Right? First pshat about Moser, we reject. Why? Because it goes against the Yehoyada Kohen. And no one ever argued on him. Here's the third answer. Third answer is very similar to the second answer. Follow? What? Maybe they didn't learn the second answer. I don't know, but they didn't learn the second answer. The third answer is going to be very, very similar to the second answer. It's almost the same thing. Amalei, Mokmidala, B'machdish, Nechasav, Ukedibri Yahushua. Kedibri Yahushua. It's talking about a case where a guy's machdish everything he has. Everything he has, for a hermit, because he can go and live in the, he donates everything he has to the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, the guy's got a lot of things. He's got animals, he's got a stereo, he's got chairs, he's got a dining room table. Everything is makdish. Now what do we do? Of course of Yeshua. Why? Look at Rashi. The Amar, who said, Zecharim Atman Yikribu Olos. If there are males in the guy's backyard, those males turn into olos immediately. The Hach Olas Hektashi. That's the olos we're talking about. That's very similar to the second answer. Kid the Messiah in Ba'adl, the Chiyomer of Yeshua, the Chayel, Shein Mizbeach Alay Omeikara, Amai the Chazi, the Mizbeach Kamar, Ava Ba'or, Moses, the Chayel, Ekudish Berakabai. We're going to explain everything Rashi just said. According to Yeshua, if a guy donates everything he has, he does not get the hides. Okay? Ditnan, like we learned in a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's in Shkolim. Hamachdish nechasav. If somebody donates all his nechasim, b'ha'yu b'hen behemos haruiz l'gavim mizbeach zecharim v'nekevos. The guy's got animals in his backyard. He had a herd, and it's male, female. Now, right? Rabbi Elezer Omer like this: zecharim yimachru l'tzarchei olos. The male sell and buy olos with them. Nekevos yimakru l'tzarchei zivchei shlomim. Right? Nekevos sell to buy shlomim. V'demehem yiplu im shar nechassim l'berek habayim. Take the money, and it becomes berek habayim's money. Because it was donated as berek habayim. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Zecharim atzmam yikrivu olos. No, the males themselves you can bring olos. Why? Look at Rashi. L'shem osa ish. Right? You see the Rashi there? Zecharim atzmam yikrivu olos. L'shem osa ish. For that guy. This guy donated everything he owns to the Beit HaMikdash. He's got a male in the backyard. That animal, you don't have to sell it. That animal can become a carbon. Why? Says of Yeshua, this kasavar adam cholek hakdesho. When a person will donate everything, he makes distinctions. The afag after machish stama, even though he did it stam, he says, I'm donating everything to the Beit HaMikdash. Now we're going to read into that. Not so simple. Daite stama daite habalahakir mizbecha royalo. What we mean to say is he wanted to whatever was possible to be a carbon. He meant it should be a carbon. Whatever animal was healthy, good, could be a carbon, that's what he, even though he said, stop. I'm donating everything to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, a chair is better kabayim. I would have meant the animal. He didn't say anything. He said, stop. No, that will read into it. He meant that should be a carbon. He meant it should be a carbon. What about the females? Nekevos, yimachru l'tzarchei shlamim, diyaviru demeim olos. The females have to be sold. A lot of the females have to be sold. Why can't we read the same thing into it? So Rashi explains. Because when it comes to the females, we say the following. He wanted that when he made a donation to the Beit HaMikdash, he gets nothing out of it. By a male, you make it into an ola, he gets nothing out of that. The whole thing is burnt to Hashem. Even the high doesn't get. By a female, what is a female? A shlamim. He gets to eat some meat. And he never meant that. He never intended that. He never intended to get any meat. Why? It's out of my hands. All goes to God. If it's a shlamim, he gets a meat back. Have to have a suda. So he didn't mean that. So by the male, we could turn them into olos immediately. By the female, we have to first sell them. You hear? Because he never meant to get anything back. Okay? The shayinah chasim, yiplu lebeta kabayis, it goes to beta kabayis. Bafil Rabbi Yeshua, to adam cholek hekdesha. Even according to Yeshua, when we read into this, and we'll say that a person will make distinctions, hanimili basar, that's only by basar, aval or tofes, the or the koi doesn't get. That's what it means when we said, pras la olas hetish, it means this very unusual case. Okay? Good? Good. Good? That's it. That wasn't so hard. Now, next one. I mean, we can do the Rashi inside, I just, we'll say fun. Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Huda Omer, pras la olas gerim. It comes to exclude the all of the ger. So Amalei Rav Simai Bar Chilakel Ravina. What? Oh, to ger lav ishu. What's the matter with the ger? Why is the ger different? So Amalei, no, you know what it is? It's prat le ger shemeit the ain lo yarshim. No. The ger died, and there's no yarshim. What? So Rashi says, ain lo yarshim the ain lo bailim. There's no one there, right? Therefore, it's not a free for all. You're right. It's a free for all, right? Therefore, the ola has no baal. There is no baal. Why? No relative. But every Jew has a relative. Every Jew. He designated it, and then he died. So they're going to bring it, but there's no way for the hide to go. Therefore, the coin doesn't get it. That's a regular gear, of course. But in the special case, the gear died. It doesn't have any relatives. Right? No one's the arsonist. Okay. Okay? Therefore, it's not called an olaf ish. Therefore, the koi doesn't get to hide. Yeah. We're going to get to that question. Yeah, so the machlok is when they remove the hide. We're going to get to that, if we get to it today. Yeah. Okay? Next. Tana Rabbana. Olas ish. Ein liela olas ish. That's only true, but olas ish. Olas, take out the word gerim. Olas because the gear we said is a pet. Olas nashim ba'avadim minayin. How do you know the same story applies by a woman or an eved even? Talmud lomer or ha'ola riba im kein ma talmud lomer olas ish. So why do you say the word ish? It applies to everybody. Why do you say ish? Because ola she also la ish. It means an ola that could be good for a person. Meaning it worked. Prak excludes shnichcha chutzas mana chutzim koma. If it was shechted with pigle, it's not going to work. It's not a carbon. Or shol yekahanim zakayin ba'ora. That the kahanim don't get the hide in such a case. Why? Because they made pigle out of it. So the owner got nothing out of it. Yachal shani marbe shnichcha shelo lishma. What about if it was shechted shelo lishma? The Mishnah said that if it was shechted shelo lishma, the kahanim do get the hide. Why? The owner got nothing out of that. The Gemara says, Hovil will also labailim lo yekahanim zakayin ba'ora. The kahanim should not get the hide. Why should they not get the hide? Because the owner got nothing out of this carpet, because it was done with shalom shema. Amar lamar, oh ha, oh, let me call makom. It's a pasuk. Or ha ola, ainli ella or ha ola. Oro is kachim kachim minayin. What about the animals of other kachim kachim? What about the hides of other kachim kachim? Do the kahanim get the hide there as well? So in the Mishnah, we had a kal v'chomer. Right? What was the kal v'chomer? In a case where the kahanim don't get one bit of meat, ola, they get the hide. So by a chatzis and an asham, where they do get to eat the meat, they for sure get the hide. That was the kal v'chomer in the Mishnah. Minayin. Now we're saying over here, how do you know the same din that they get the hide of kachim kachim? Amud lamar or ha ola asher hikriv. The pasuk. Yachal shani mar ba'af kachim kalim. So maybe kachim kalim same story. No. Talmud lamar ola ma ola kachim kachim. Af kol kachim kachim. Okay? So, in our Mishnah we had a kal v'chomer. Now we have a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel is going to bring a third drasha. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, or ha'ola, it says or ha'ola. Ein li'ela or ha'ola. Or ha'os kachim kachim minayin. What about kachim kachim? Bedinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma'ola shalo zachu ba'basara. That's a kal v'chomer from the Mishnah. Ma'ola shalo zachu ba'basara. Zachu ba'ora, they don't get any meat. Yes, they get the high. So kachim kachim shadachu b'bzaron, ain't a din shadachu b'oran. Right? Mizbeach yochiyah. Mizbeach will prove you wrong. The Mishnah said, don't let this proof impress you. Right? Don't let this proof bother you. Right? It's not a proof. Here, Rabbi Shmuel is very nervous about it. The Mizbeach is going to prove me wrong. Shadachu b'bzar, because the Mizbeach gets bazar. Velo zachu b'or. The Mizbeach never gets or. A little bit what you're asking. When does it never get it? But Ma'am was bad, she can't lose up a mitzvah. But the Mizbeach never gets it. Tomar b'kahanim shezachu b'mitzvah. Sometimes the kahanim get an or. Sometimes. When? By an ola. Ho'el b'zachu b'mitzvah, zachu b'kulei. Since they get it sometimes, they get it all the time. What kind of drasha is that? What kind of drasha is that? What kind of drasha? It's disproving the kal v'chomer. You brought me a kal v'chomer from, by the way, answer to the kal v'chomer, the same as the Mishnah said. The kal v'chomer is just like I get it when I don't eat meat, I get it when I do eat meat. Right? I don't get it. I don't eat meat by an ola, I get the hide. So for sure when I eat meat, I get the hide. So the Mizbeach will disprove you because Mizbeach, sometimes there's meat, there's never a hide. So the answer is the Mizbeach never has meat. The Mizbeach never gets the hide. Here, sometimes you do. It's the same kircha. What? Nothing. It gets destroyed. I think they burned it outside the machne. So there's no one gets, that was said already. No one gets the hide in that case. No. Rebbe Omer. Listen to this. Kol atzma lo hutruchu el ara ola bilvad. You don't need to hold these drushes. You're making it so complicated. Right? Shekal makom ha'ar mahalik achar habasar. The hide always follows the meat. You're making up these drushes, kal v'chomer. That's all simple. Simplified. The R follows the meat. Parm hanasrafin, utsir hanasrafin. If there's a par that gets burnt or a ear that gets burnt, tain v'orotzegen nisrafin imayin. The hide gets burnt also. Ashchatas for asham v'zivchei shal mitzibur matana l'kohen. The kohen gets to eat. He gets the hide. Ratzu mafshitin oso. If they want to, they can remove the hide. Lo ratzu ochlan oso nagavi ora. If they want to, they can eat the meat and not take off the hide. It's up to them. Kachikalim, labailim. The kachikalim, the hide goes to the baal. Why? Because the baal gets to eat. Ratu mafshitin osa. If they want, they could remove the hide. Ratu ochun osa. If they want, they could eat it. Yeah, adabi orun. They don't have to eat. They don't have to remove the hide. It's up to them. Aval ola, ola is the only exception. Right? There's no eating, and yet there's a hide. Only exception. Why? It's a potluck. Nemarbo, behimshin to ola, v'nitach osa lintach eha. Yachal, shaloyeh kahanim, zakoyin ba'ora. Maybe it's the removal of the hide, but they don't get to eat it. Talmud lomar, or ha'ola, asher hikriv. Right? Okay? So, says Rabbi, what are you making so complicated for? Whatever the story is by the basar, that's the same story by the or. No one eats anything, no one gets anything. You eat it, yeah. Not. Except for ola. Ola is different. Why is it? Ola is different because it's a basar. It's a puzzle. You're going to make Kaval Chomer from here to there. You don't have to make Kaval Chomer. And then you have kashas on the Kaval Chomer. Don't worry about all that. Next. That puzzle that we just mentioned says in the words that the puzzle in it, v'lo yihiyeh. What does that mean, lo yihiyeh? Prat that excludes with tful yom, u'mechus ha-kipurim, v'onein. Shiyachal, I would say, shiyachal, lo yizku b'basar, shehu achila, yizku b'or, she'enu achila. I can't eat the meat, that's fine. I'm an onin. I'm a because of kipur mitzvah. So why can't I get the hide? The answer is they go together. Talmud lomar lo yiyeh prat lebechus kipurim mitzvah yom ba'onin. Okay, excludes it. The Tanakama, and according to the Tanakama, right, who learned out kachim kachim from all these rivuyim, nami tepik le midina. Why didn't he learn out from the Kal v'chomer? The answer is, Milsa's issue, the Kalvachomer, Tarach Makasav Lakra. Sometimes, even though you can learn something from a Kalvachomer, the Pasuk would still go out of its way to write it anyway. Why? So the Rash Mishan says, because you never know who's going to upslug that Kalvachomer one day. You never know. So you never, sometimes, it sounds like a solid bulletproof Kalvachomer. You never know, some genius is going to come along and make a pericha. So to prevent that from happening, he has a pasuk anyway. Even if you make a pericha, I still have a pasuk. Okay? For Bishmal, hi, Asher Hikriv. Right, by Ovid Lake. What does he do with the words Asher Hikriv? He learns the din of Kachim Kachim from, where did he learn it from? He learned it from the Kaval Chomer. So what does he do with the pasuk? Pratlet, Tzvul Yom, or Mechutzik Kippurim, but owning. He learns those out of it, that they don't get any height. The Tepik Lay, Milo Yehiyah. Why didn't he learn that from Lo Yeh? Where the others brought it from? Rabbi Shmuel Tanei, Damar Biyachan, Rabbi Shmuel Bishmal, Nehar Ba'ol Lo Yeh, Nehar Ba'asham Lo Yeh. Ma'al Lahal, and Atamus Mutarin, that's already, the bones of an Asham are mutter. They're not Noser. Noser is only on meat. You can't have Noser if it's not meat. There's no meat and bone. Bone is a bone. There's no Noser on the horns. There's no Noser on the hoof. It's not meat. Askan, Atmos of Mutarin. By the way, so too, the bones of a ola are also mutter. If somehow they're not burnt off and they're not charred, you want to use them, you could. It's not noser. Mufni. This Zereshava is mufni. It's open. It's ilo mufni, because if not, ikalamifah. I could ask the kash on it. Ma'al asham shkain basaro mutter. You know why it's different, because an asham means mutter. Lo yiyeh kroyiseru. It's extra, and I learned the kava chomer that feels like the bones of an asham are mutter, so too the bones of a ola are also mutter. Okay? Next Mishnah. Kol kachim, any kachim, she'ira, behen, psul, kodem, lahach shaitan. If a psul happens before you skin the animal, ein orotein lekahanim. The kahanim don't get the or. La'achar hef shaitan, if it's afterwards, after you skin the animal already, now some psul happens, orotein lekahanim. The kahanim do get the hide. Amar b'chanina, tegana konim. My entire life, lo ra'isi or shiotzel beis ha-sefer. I never saw that happen. I was gone in the Kohen Gadol over there. I never saw it happen. But they took a hide off, and then they had to burn it. Never happened. Amar b'kiva mitvarav lamadnu. So from his statement, we learn that shahamafshid et b'chor. If somebody skins a b'chor, benimtza treifa, and the b'chor turns out to be a treifa, sheyeyaso kahanim ba'or. The kahanim still get the or. Why? Because Rebbe Chanina said, it never happened. There's no halakha like that. No. Ain't lo ra'inu raya. The fact that he never saw, what kind of raya is that? Rashi said maybe he was never there. Maybe during his tenure, it never happened. Just because it never happened, that's not how it like that. Ella, Yetze Beis HaTzeifa. It does go to Beis HaTzeifa. Just because he never saw it happen, it's kind of raya's death. But we keep it as he's a raya. Something's not a raya. First of all, maybe he wasn't there that day. Maybe it never happened. In 20 years, he was there. It never happened. 20 years never happened. Doesn't mean it didn't happen 6 times the week after he retired. Because he's trying to empathize. What? Right. Right. So let's just do the question. The question is that we said we learned the Raman Aleph. The Mishnah said the Raman Aleph, Kol Shlo Zacha HaMizbeach Bitzara. If the Mizbeach doesn't get the Basar, why doesn't it get the Basar? Because some soul happened, Lo Zacha Kahana Ba'ora. The Kahana don't get the Yara. Even if you've taken off the R before the Zrika. Right? Mani, whose sheet is that? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Amar who says, he's going to say it tomorrow. Ein hadam merata al ha'or b'fnei atmo. The dam can't save the hide by itself. Ema seifa. But look at the mission we just read. It says, kol ha'kajim she'ira b'hem psul kodim ha'shetan. If the psul happens before the hide was taken off, ain't or sale and kahanim. There's no or to the kahanim. La'achar of shaitan, if it happened afterwards, or sale and kahanim. They do get it. Akan l'rebbe is different, it's a whole different shita. So the Amar who says, Dam meratal or l'pifnei atma. The Dam can save the or. Reisha Rebelazar v'sefer Rebbe? Reisha Rebelazar Reb Shimon v'sefer Rebbe? There's a machlokas in the whole, these two missions don't drive. They're two different people. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. We'll leave the question here. Now, Abaye is going to give an answer, Rav is going to give an answer. So we'll stop right here. That's the question. How do the two Mishnayos don't jive? They have to be two different people. So Abaye is going to try to say, no, it's not two different people. And Rav is going to say, no, it's not two different people. Right? They're going to have different explanations. Exactly why. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.